As Democrats look to regain control of the U.S. Senate, Illinois is a must-win. The party's nominee, Congresswoman Tammy Duckworth, is trying to take Republican incumbent Senator Mark Kirk's seat. Analysts predict things may be leaning her way as Kirk faces fallout from a comment he made last week during a debate in Springfield. I'm State House Bureau Chief Amanda Vinicky, and I had the chance to speak with Kirk about why he said it. It came after Duckworth mentioned her family's long military history, which dates to the American Revolution. Kirk came back with this wisecrack.
I had forgotten that your parents came all the way from Thailand to serve George Washington.
5 seconds that provoked an immediate backlash, including the loss of two prominent endorsements from the Human Rights Campaign, a gay rights group, and from former Congresswoman Gabby Gifford's gun control organization. Here's what Kirk had to say about it.
Remember that I had apologized to Tammy, and she had also accepted that apology. And I think that we both agree that we should focus on the issues now for the remaining week that we have to go.
I just was curious if you have reached out at all to those organizations that unendorsed you in light of that comment.
In general, those organizations tend to be pretty supportive of the Democratic Party. I'm sure the DNC brought pressure to bear, and it was effective. And so, kind of disappointing to me because I have a great record on supporting gay rights and marriage equality.
Let's talk about that record. It's my understanding you're proud of your accomplishments and your stances there in the U.S. Senate, particularly as they don't align with many members of your party.
For me, it was to backed marriage equality to underline the point. You should be allowed to love whomever you wish. I did that right as the state legislature was thinking about it. As one of the leading Republicans of the state, I wanted to send a signal to Republicans. Go ahead and vote for marriage equality so that Illinois can be a beacon for freedom of whoever you want to love.
What are some of your other achievements? As people are deciding who to cast a vote for, what
some of the big ones is that I have broke with my party to support marriage equality and have been backing tougher gun laws and got an F- from the NRA and laid the legal groundwork for a hopeful federal ban on sewage dumping in the Great Lakes, the source of drinking water for 30 million Americans, and put together the bipartisan coalition that backed effective Iran sanctions. That was the entire reason that the Iranians even came to the table with President Obama.
And you have further legislation along those lines that you've recently introduced, what has been described
right.
as Iran ransom. You're seeking to prevent that in
right.
the future?
Right. We want to make sure that the future governments can't pay $400 million to the state sponsor of terror. Remember, the irony of the ransom payment was that it was mainly made in 500-euro notes that a few weeks after the payment was made, the European Union announced that they were not going to print any more 500-euro notes because, this is a direct quote, it was too involved in terror and drug dealing.
The commander-in-chief of the United States will have a big role in trying to fight that off in the future. There's been a lot of back and forth in terms of who you are or are not going to vote for. So do you have you come to any conclusion who you will either write in or fill in a box for U.S. president?
I've been pretty upset by this choice presented to us that I felt that I'm part of the group of people that says neither Clinton or Trump, and a rare Republican that de-endorsed into Trump and said he ought to drop out after that statement against women that he made.
But no decision.
No decision. In my frustration, I had in the past suggested General Petraeus, and just out of great frustration with the, you know, I think a lot of the voters are going to go to the poll and think, is this it? Is this the best that we can do? And I very much feel that way.
Do you blame any potential down ballot failures for Republicans on Donald Trump being at the top of the ticket? How do you see this election going for Republicans such as yourself? You'll be right up there with him.
I don't know anybody who voted for Trump in the primaries, and that it was a complete surprise to me. The Trump army I don't personally know anybody has been to one of these rallies. That it was a total surprise. coming up from the grassroots.
Well, does his ascension...
So it's unclear how that's going to play out on election day in 6 days.
Are you fearful, though, that you won't be going back to Washington, D.C.?
It's a possibility that in the race between me and Congresswoman Duckworth, our polling shows just 2 percentage points divide us.
You, again, have come under heat. I want to go back to the comment in the debate where you did say, I'd forgotten your parents come all the way from Thailand to serve George Washington. Why did you make that remark? Was it meant as a joke? Did you think she was not telling the truth?
It was a snarky remark that I immediately apologized for, and Tammy already has accepted that apology. I think we agreed to... with the apology offer and an acceptance, we agreed to just move on.
It is, however, of course, one of a series of remarks that have been notable. You've had a propensity for saying some controversial things. For example, bro with no hoe, what have you.
Remember on that, I immediately apologize for that. I have been known for being too quick to turn a phrase. Which one of us in the last 6 years would have never said anything that anybody was not offended by?
Oh, it's for sure one of the hardships of being in the public light, of being in a politician, of having your every sentence watched and recorded.
Welcome to my world.
Has that gotten harder? There are those who say and talk in circles that this is a delicate issue, but need to ask, and particularly it was part of why the Chicago Tribune cited that it was going to endorse Congresswoman Duckworth instead of you. Do those comments, is it a lack of filter that you've always had, or does it have anything to do with your medical condition? Would you like to explain to voters
I would say that right now I've been very involved in the training for my fourth climb of the Willis Tower. Last time I did the Willis Tower, I did 37 stories. Been training hard for that, and wanting to make sure that other stroke victims in Illinois follow my example. And I say to them, remember when I was that guy that climbed the steps of the Senate from the parking lot to the front door, the 42 steps there? And they say, yeah. I said, well, someday, John or Mary, that's going to be you. Now, part of my life's work is to reach out to the stroke victims of this state to say that you are going to get a lot better. And if you just treat exactly what your PT or physical therapist says as the revealed word of God, that been doing the tower climbs. This coming tower climb that I'm going to do is my fifth one up the Willis Tower.
I myself have taken part in a stair climb just at the tallest building in Springfield, the Hilton, and I was out of breath. That certainly is very difficult. So congratulations to you and good luck on that. Nonetheless, however, as you're talking about the physical therapy, and you've put long and hard hours into that, and
I had to learn how to walk again, how to talk again, to put it all back together through the patient work of the professional, the Rehabilitation Institute of Chicago, to make sure that we just have a discipline and stick-to-itiveness to get better, to make sure I could fight for the people of Illinois.
Nonetheless, again, getting back to, for example, the Chicago Tribune endorsement that says they're concerned, despite all of that, and they, kudos on the PT, but concerned about your abilities to function as a U.S. senator, and claims that perhaps a lack of filter for comments such as the one about Tammy Duckworth's family's military history. You have, as I noted, released a note from your doctor, though not full medical records.
That was from my the doctor who did brain surgery, and he said that I'd made a full mental recovery.
Do you feel that you have?
Absolutely. The interesting thing that has happened lately, I have become completely fascinated with foreign languages, started trying to learn as much Mandarin as I could, went all the way through the Rosetta Stone Mandarin, which has got 47 chapters. I would say if you get into that the way I get into that, get ready to put at least a week of work of it. That's pretty damn hard to get. The fun thing about what's happened is that I have opened up a new curiosity in learning foreign languages. That's allowed me to probably even get better at my original Spanish, which I learned when I went to school there.
Senator Kirk, if you are doing all of that, learning to speak Mandarin, able to climb the steps of the Willis Tower, big mouth, you're a smart man, a politician in this day and age that does know your every moment is being watched and recorded.
Right.
What is the lack of discipline in having said some of those comments?
Part of the problem is that I think prior to the stroke, I was known for being too quick to turn a phrase, that with a good Irish sense of humor, and applying it to public policy, which in these days is not really that acceptable.
If you do, in fact, lose on Election Day, can you speak to your plans going forward or the legacy that you hope people remember when they look back at your tenure in politics?
We're not going to lose. We're going to win. I would say no matter what happens, Part of my commitment to people of the state is going to continue and be focused on people who have suffered from stroke like I have. You know, about 700,000 people have a stroke this year in the United States, and 75% will not return to work. And I am very committed to make sure as many people in Illinois can return to work like I did. With a return to work, you're going to have a much better mental health status, a much higher income, and for the government, you'll pay even more taxes. It'll be a way for the government to recover its investment in you.
Thank you so very much, Senator Kirk, and best wishes with both your stair climb and the final days of campaigning.
Thank you, Amanda.
Republican Mark Kirk facing Democratic Congresswoman Tammy Duckworth in Tuesday's race for the U.S. Senate. I'm State House Bureau Chief Amanda Vinicky.